You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Reminder, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980, both broadcasting from the Green Turtle in Navy Yard today for the Nats home opener. So come on out to the Nats home opener. And you know what? You may have a chance to win one of these silly shirts.
Let me see.
We've got wood.
Can I get one of those?
Yes.
Deba XL.
His name is also on the shirt.
106.7 The Fan's merch shop has new gear just in time for the baseball season, including the officially licensed Nats-themed gear. Get your hands on our We've Got Wood shirt. James Wood, our new Cruise Missile shirt, our Cruise Wood 24 campaign theme shirt, or check out the rest of the collection.
You know James Wood has arrived. He's getting punny T-shirts made.
Thank you to Breaking Tea.
Wow. Already.
And come out to Green Turtle today for your chance to win one of these new shirts.
Very good.
All right, join us right now to talk some college hoops. Our pal, of course, analyst for the Terps, Chris Nocke. What's up, C-Nock?
What's up, boys? Yes. To start, strawberry milk is way underrated.
So
I got to say, EB, you're on it.
It's so great.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't had it. I haven't had it in years.
Actually, any milk that has a flavor in it, chocolate or strawberry, is vastly superior to just plain old milk, in my opinion.
No doubt. 100%. No doubt.
It's fantastic. 100%.
Yeah. Strawberry's probably the one seed.
It's pretty good.
Probably the one seed.
It's hard to beat.
So, C-Knock, I was just putting up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Final Four set. Would you take UConn or the field to win it all?
You know what? Maybe this is me hoping. I'm going to take the field. I'm not a big UConn guy, so I'm not very objective about this. And I'm rooting for Purdue, to be quite honest with you, JP. Matt Painter's a good guy. He's a really good coach, and he deserves a lot better than he's gotten over the years. And maybe I just hope that there's some justice served here for Purdue this weekend.
So do you want Purdue to win because you just don't like Hurley, or is it because you really like Painter?
Yeah, I sense some real anti-UConn vibes
here. I don't think
you're
a big Danny Hurley guy.
How about I just answer yes?
Okay.
Just a big resounding
just yes.
All
right.
Yeah. Cross paths with both, and clearly prefer Matt Painter.
Ooh, there's bad blood between C-Knock.
It's just because Painter's that good a guy. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I can buy that.
You tell us off the record what you really think.
Yeah.
Hey, so
over beers.
One thing, and obviously Painter and Edie and all those guys, they had a lot of pressure on them the last few years because of how bad they were in the tournament. And this year they just seem refocused. Edie's obviously unstoppable. You can do whatever you want to do. If he gets the ball in the lane, he's unstoppable. But Braden Smith and Fletcher Lloyd, those guards, last year they played like young, inexperienced guards. They were taking bad shots. Braden Smith had a lot of problems getting the ball to Edie. He would turn the ball over in big spots, but he's playing like a senior now.
He's also one of those guys, you know, everybody runs high screen and roll anymore in college basketball, and yet, you know, nobody's got a 7-4 guy setting the screen. But one of the things that Smith has done is he's really learned how to read it, how to read the pick and roll. And last year, like you said, he was really a primary reason why they lost. This year, he is a primary reason why they're winning. And they've also done a really nice job with their roster construction. You know, you guys, as you went to break, you were talking about Maryland picking up some guys out of the portal. And really one of the subplots of this tournament, I think, is the value of older, you know, mid-major guys who have made impacts on every team. UConn's got the kid who, you know, played 3 years at Loyola, 1 year at Rutgers.
Spencer,
NC State's got a guy from Illinois State. Southern Illinois has, you know, their two best players played at Illinois and somewhere else. But all these guys made it to the Final Eight, you know, finals, Sweet 16. I mean, these are big impact guys who, you know, who toiled for 3 or 4 years at another school and came in and made a difference.
Well, Mark Sears for Alabama, he played at Ohio U. He was playing in the MAC conference.
Yeah.
And now he's dropped. Everywhere. Now he's dropping 7 threes against Clemson. I mean, he's just.
Yeah. Yeah, you think about what a nightmare a guy like Connect, you know, Dalton Connect must have been at Northern Colorado. I mean, how does that happen?
I think he's your typical late bloomer because 2 years ago, he was playing JUCO ball before he went to Northern Colorado.
I mean, he looks like Dan Marley to me.
Yeah,
and then, you know, I mean, he's just a nightmare.
I know he's just a stud. I think he's going to be a really good pro. All right, but getting back to the Purdue thing. Purdue and NC State. Now, obviously, Edie down low, everything centralized around him. Same thing with Burns. He had 29. He was just unstoppable against Duke. Duke's offense was awful. But Burns isn't going to be able to back Edie down like he was Filipowski. So I don't know what they're going to do offensively. I don't know what Purdue will do if they'll even try and double him down there inside the lane. But how do you think Burns does against Zach Edie in that matchup?
Well, I think, you know, when I watch Burns, I mean, it's remarkable the run he's had. He's, you know, America's sweetheart right now and destined to have a Subway deal, by the way, you know, I would think at some point. But
I think he already has. I think he's got. I saw he signed deals with Adidas, Manscaped, Raising Cane's and TurboTax.
Pretty damn good.
That's fantastic.
Good for him.
Make some cash.
But he looks to me like he's more along the lines like 6'7", 6'8". And one of the things that you just can't believe when you see it, when you're actually on the court with a guy, the size of Zach Edie is just it's staggering. And I'll bet you, as big as that kid is, as big as DJ Burns is, I'll bet you that the size discrepancy, when you see them matched up against each other, you're going to be like, holy cow. Edie's just a monster. And you know, kind of an underreported part, too, I think, is how his skill level has raised over the last couple of years. He's got great footwork. You know, he's a hard guy to ref. I think he gets fouled a lot. I think he fouls a lot, you know. I think I just think Edie is just a much more just an immovable object down there in the paint. And I like that matchup for Purdue.
Seanock, did you find it weird in the post game yesterday that Burns, when he was asked like what was behind this run, what it's gotten them to the Final Four, he was basically just throwing his coach under the bus, saying, "Well, we stopped blowing off meetings, and we actually like we're trying." That's kind of what he was saying.
Everybody was on time.
Yeah, everybody like finally dialed in. It's like you're going to wait until the ACC tournament for that to start. I found that kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
Remarkable truth telling, you know, at the crucible moment. You know, I mean, that's incredible. And you got to remember, a month ago, Keats was probably out of a job. You know, there's a for sale sign going up in that front yard, and now all of a sudden, look at him. You know, so amazing turnaround. I think they're a great story. I'm not an enormous NC State fan, but I love stories like this where you know, an 11 seed, particularly when you beat a neighbor to get to the Final Four. I mean, think how that's got a feel for NC State fans to beat Duke to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, hey, I wonder
I
wonder what the Duke fans are feeling after NC State beat them in the ACC tournament and then beat them for a chance to go to the. What are they thinking about Shire right now?
Yeah,
they got to be questioning it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I put that all on Shire. I don't think, you know, there's something wrong. Roach has always been a little bit overrated to me, and you know, Filipowski. I just there's something missing in that entire group. Not a lot of synergy to them, and I think most Duke fans, to your point, probably were relishing the opportunity at Payback to go into that game yesterday.
Yeah,
and. Well, there's a lot to be said for being loose, man. I mean, NC State plays like they're having the time of their lives. They were down. They were lucky to be down six at halftime, and they played the second half like, you know, it was just ball. You know, they were just out there hooping.
I couldn't believe what I was watching in the second half.
Yeah, me either. And once the snowball started to roll downhill, man, it was really impressive what they did on both ends. You know, it's one thing for the big guy to get 29. They just completely shut down Duke on the other end of the floor.
Now, all right, so the other matchup, we kind of touched on it. You got UConn, and I couldn't even believe what I was watching on UConn going on a 30-0 run. Have you ever seen that before? And you've been calling games for a long time. Have you ever seen anything close to that?
No, and I would never have guessed that it would happen against Illinois either, because they
How does Terrence Shannon get shut out for 30 straight points?
Yeah, he didn't get it. Didn't get the ball a whole lot, but they just disappeared. Coleman Hawkins was, you know, was sort of fraudulent in that run as well. And Illinois was a very mature team, and I thought that they, you know, one of the things I liked about them is they could weather runs, you know, but nobody weathers a 30-0 run. Right. And I've never seen anything quite like it. They're going to be some runs in that game, the Alabama-UConn game. I just don't know that Alabama's got the size. Both teams play at warp speed, so it should be a lot of fun to watch. I don't know how you deal with the big boy inside if you're Alabama.
Yeah, but can you just get hot from the three? Like, that's the way that I would see them winning the game.
That's the only way to do it, yeah.
They're going to I would think they would have to hit 15, 16, 17 threes to win that game.
Yeah, because they jacked up 36 in the Clemson game. And they hit 16 of them, but that.
Well, they were down 26-13 in that game and reeling against a team that controls the tempo. That was really impressive what Alabama did, and even more impressive was their win in the previous round against North Carolina. That was maybe the game of the tournament. That game, back and forth game.
I do want to see. I mean, the NC State story is cool, but I kind of do want to see Edie against Klingon.
Yeah, I think. They've been the two best teams all year long. Houston had its moment there for a couple of weeks, but I think by and large, you're talking about a clear 1-2 for most of the season. So I think the script is written, and hopefully it plays out that way.
Cenock, what a hire by Alabama with Nate Oates back in 19. He's made four straight NCAA tournament appearances, two Sweet 16s, and now a Final Four. I mean, that is just a home run hire for them.
Yeah, and it's part of the uptick in the SEC, too, right, between Oates and Bruce Pearl. You know, I mean, it used to be sort of a Calipari show, you know, that whole league. And now he's just Cal, you know. These other programs have really elevated what they're doing. I think Chris Beard will do a really good job as well in that league. And, it's become a very, very good basketball league. And those guys are certainly part of it. Oates has really elevated things.
Are you going to watch, I assume you will, watch Iowa and LSU tonight? And if so, do you have a rooting interest?
I'll watch some of it. I don't really have a rooting interest. You know, Angel Reese, of course, was at Maryland for a time. And I know there's some serious bad blood going on there. So it'll make for compelling TV. You know, I used to coach, after I got out of coaching, one of the most fun things I ever did was coach my daughter in like travel basketball. And and one of the things I loved about coaching girls, coaching women, was they don't watch SportsCenter for the most part. Now, I'm watching Caitlin Clark in Iowa play the other day against Colorado.
Yeah,
she clearly is watching
Pretty
NBA
sure she's
basketball.
Watched. Yeah.
Yeah. She complains on every single call. And that,
she does.
That drives me nuts. Yeah. And you don't even see guys in college do that. That's sort of it's generally an NBA thing.
A LeBron Luka thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Complain at every call. So yeah, I'll watch. It should be compelling, but I don't really have a dog in that fight.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because LSU and obviously Iowa getting all the attention. Caitlin Clark is the face of women's hoops. And South Carolina just kind of plugs along. They don't lose. They got a stud 6'7" center. They got a bunch of athletes on the perimeter, and they just, you know, they just pummel everybody, and everyone's talking about Clark.
It's disappointing, I think, that you would have this matchup in a regional final. It feels like it's much more of a Final Four-worthy game to me to have these two teams play. But, like I said, should be a lot of fun to watch.
Although, Clark against Paige Beckers, that's legit Final Four.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? And I know you're not a UConn person. You probably root against
UConn women. My girl, AZ Fudd, of course, her father played for me. And so, I'll root for those guys. And I've heard my guy Tim Fudd, AZ's father, tell me a lot of stories about Paige Beckers and what she's like. And I'm inclined to like her a great deal.
Mm-hmm. I only have about a minute left. So fill us in on what the Terrapins have done here in the portal. I guess Rodney Rice, Virginia Tech, and Jacoby Gillespie have committed. He went to Belmont.
Malik Mack, is he official?
I don't think so. Okay. If that's happened, it would surprise me a little bit.
If you're at Harvard, why would you ever transfer without getting your degree?
Well, that's a good point. Good question. But, you know, you could go to a lot of good schools out there and get a degree and still upgrade your basketball. No disrespect to Tommy Amaker, who's coaching at Harvard. I think that it's incumbent upon guys anymore to check out what they're worth and see what's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
The landscape, you know. So, yeah, they've done well in the portal. They needed to. They need one more guy. They need to bring in, like, a shooting three or four, somebody stretch defenses a little bit, because they're going to be very good inside with Julian Reese back and Derek Queen, the five-star freshman they signed. So they need somebody to be able to make shots regularly. They certainly didn't have it this year. And that's a critical part of that roster composition, like we talked about with Purdue. They figured it out, and they solved their problems in the offseason.
I don't know how much you pay attention to what Virginia Tech's doing, but every one of their guys.
Crazy.
They're all in the portal. They all said.
Crazy.
Even Tyler Nickel, who transferred in from North Carolina, so he was at Tech for 1 year, in the portal again. And then their best player in the portal. Their three best players in the portal. I mean, I don't know
what's going on. When does the portal close? How long do they have?
It closes May 1st, and then you have until the first day of classes to choose. There will be guys who enter the portal who don't find a place to go.
That's true.
Well, for sure.
When the music stops, there will be guys without a chair to sit on.
100%. I just don't know if these guys realize it. I know. So this way, my kids play lacrosse and volleyball. If you enter the portal, you're not even welcome back. You know what I mean? Like, right. how does that even work? Is the same thing in basketball?
Well, no. There are schools that will take you back. There's some of the old school guys. Like, I talked to Gary Williams about this. I asked him, what would you do if somebody came in and said, I want to go into the portal? Gary said, I'd say, who can I call? You know?
Right. Who can I help you get out of here?
Get out of here if you don't want to be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can you imagine Gary dealing with the portal now?
No.
That would be a nightmare for him.
He didn't even like regular recruiting.
Right. He didn't even like getting out to DeMatha, see kids.
Yeah.
All right,
C-Knock. Good stuff.
All right, fellas. Talk soon.
Yep.
All
right. He's rooting for the field. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Definitely not rooting for Danny Hurley.
Scotty's Vodka Poll of the Day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anywhere. Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour, with special guest Soul Asylum. It's our back-in-the-day acts. They're going to be at Jiffy Lube Live Wednesday, September 4th. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That is courtesy of Live Nation. So give you a chance to win those tickets coming up at 9:45.
Why are you laughing over there, Valdez? Are you doing a music bit?
Stupid. No, it was stupid.
All right. Go ahead. He's
imitating Howard Stern movie.
No. The movie. I was playing the song. I said, it reminds me of the Howard Stern movie when the Duke of Rock is signing off for night.
Doing all private parts bit?
All right. Yeah.
Ooh.
I liked it. I don't know that part.
I know.
It's a really well done movie.
25 years ago.
Yeah, but it's a good flick.
The whole theme of it, though, up in flames right after, as soon as he filed for divorce. And the whole theme
I guess that's true.
A wholesome guy he was.
And you guys have homework. Speaking of radio movies, you need to watch the Mel Gibson movie On the Line that just came out to Netflix. It's been out for, I guess, a while, but it just came to Netflix.
What's it about?
Mel Gibson is an overnight DJ, and he talks like this, and he takes calls and listens to people's problems. And I think, a maniac gets on the line and calls him.
He wants to kill him.
Kill him or his family or something. I don't know. I just started.
Does he kill him?
Do you know what the percentages are?
Because there is a story.
Rotten Tomatoes?
It sounds cheesy,
but.
Yeah, but
it's a radio movie.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, but there is a radio DJ, one or two, that have been killed, overnight guys. Is it based on those stories?
It's based on a horrible script from the 20 minutes I've seen so far, but it's got a bunch of radio stuff in it.
The tomato meter, 20%. The audience score, 30%.
I would love a movie about Mike Sprouse.
I would certainly watch that movie.
You just want to search history.
Wasn't there a movie called Talk Show or something like that?
I think there has been a movie about the guy. Yeah. I forget. He played the guy that got shot.
He played a fake Wolfman Jack or something like that back in the day.
Are you thinking about what was WKRP in Cincinnati?
No.
What was that sitcom? That was a TV show.
Right.
It was a radio station in Cincinnati, but it was comedy.
No, I don't know the one JP's talking about, though. Anyway, Wormhole.
Did you ever?
You were talking about something happening behind me.
On the line.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay, a movie was called Talk Radio.
Right.
There's something out on Netflix, Drabby, called Homicide New York. Have you seen this one yet?
I have not. Is that new?
I think it's new. It says recently added.
Last couple weeks.
It looks like a documentary. Oh, that might be good. Anything with homicide in it?
Well, I did see a Daily Mail story that was talking about the neighborhood that we broadcast. The Daily Mail, which is one of the biggest websites in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I'm overstating that.
It's one of the most popular ones. It's a rag,
It's a rag. It's a tabloid. I understand. But they did a huge write up on how bad the crime is becoming in this neighborhood that we're broadcasting from as we speak.
By the way, they did not catch that guy yet. I'm pretty sure they haven't caught him. Michael Quander Jr., who was killed here in Navy Yard. I don't think they've caught the shooter.
Mm. That story came out before that murder.
Right.
This is a horrible headline if you work for the Capitol Riverfront Group or what.
Right.
How pricey D.C. neighborhood less than a mile from the Capitol has turned into a crime-ridden war zone.
Yeah.
the main story on the Daily Mail.
Can I Uber from here to the Green Turtle? I'm just asking for a friend.
I told Drab, CK asked us to go. I said, I'll go if you come as my bodyguard. And not because I'm famous or anything. It's because you just watch out for vagrants. And
there was a manhunt 5 days ago for some guy in that building right there.
Trust
and
me.
He got away.
Trust me, I know.
And which building? This one here?
Well, I think right down. They're two buildings up.
Yeah. If you go as my bodyguard, I'm happy to go. I don't have eyes behind my head.
I get notifications all the time on my Twitter about Navy Yard crime. Hashtag Navy Yard crime.
Now I'm going to get them.
It's getting out of control.
Now you just said that. Now I'm going to get them all on my phone.
Yeah, you're going to get them on your phone. Lucky you.
This happened at 3:03 a.m. on March 31st, so that would have been yesterday, right? Yesterday morning at 2nd Place, 1100 block of 2nd Place. This guy was shot. dead at the scene.
Yeah.
The guy's still running around with the gun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Looking for you, Cakes.
I hope he's not specifically looking for me. You're making me very nervous over here.
Just be careful when you're walking over to the GT.
Trust me. I will be careful.
Right. So maybe we should Uber there.
I will roll the dice, and I will walk there on foot.
Where exactly is the Green Turtle from right here?
Right down past. It's like two
right
blocks.
Near Circa.
Yeah, it's like a block down from the Residence Inn.
So Circa, and then you go to the left of Circa. Is that where it is? Or to the right of Circa?
It's not
Depends
hard
which
to
way
find.
You're coming out.
Well, like if I'm going this way towards or wherever we are. When, you know, I'm
you're
walking
going down
Circa,
kind of
like
to the
I
right.
Walk to Circa.
So if Circa's
towards
on your
Nats
right,
Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the right.
You know that big, the yards, big open area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
It's on the right-hand side, right as you walk towards Nats Park.
It looks
I know
that.
I've walked past it a million times. I just can't picture it.
You're going to go by Circa, and you're going to go by Bay Bay, and then you're going to go get the turtle.
All right. I'll be there.
By the way, speaking of that area, I'm semi-obsessed with how much money the people who used to own. There used to be like this tiny building on this big plot of land where there's now a much bigger building. I think the building housed like, and I'm not even doing a bit here. I think it was like a trapeze slash trampoline school, like some sort of gymnasium. And I guess somebody with deep pockets said, we kind of like this plot of land that your building is situated on. And now there's this big, giant, like 10-story office building in that same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I drive by it, I think, how much did that trapeze company make for selling that plot of land?
Right.
It had to be millions, right?
Oh, of course.
Millions.
I would think.
A big plot of downtown D.C. real estate? You have to pay millions for that, right? To develop that?
I would think,
into
yes.
a big, giant office building?
I would think millions, yes.
I don't know why I think about it every day, but I do.
Because you think about money.
I do. That's probably the root cause
that's
of it.
That's exactly why.
You're probably correct, yes.
You just think, what if that was mine?
Well, do you still check your stocks multiple times a day?
Every day.
It's unbelievable to me.
And I was distraught.
I know, but I'm unbelievable to you that I probably haven't checked my 401k in 6 months.
Do you know how disappointed I was on Good Friday when I looked at I picked up my phone and I looked at my stonks and they weren't moving? And at first I was like,
closed.
I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh, stock market closed Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tilt.
By the way, has your
life tilt?
Speaking of your phone, has your Words with Friends record improved? You vowed.
Are you kidding?
He vowed.
No, it's not.
I thought he was only going to play.
He's played 10,000 matches.
I'll give you a
current.
He said he was going to try and get to 500.
It's statistically impossible to improve.
It's not if he takes on the numbers.
He'd have to go 1,000 and 0.
Whoever he's beating, he has to play them over and over again.
There are a few people.
He has to play like 5 year olds.
The sex bots are beating it.
No, I pwn the sex bots. I crush them.
Silly and bio.
It's some of the other people, and I know some of these people. I'm eventually going to have to cut them off if I want to get.
Who's just trouncing you? You want to just publicly out them?
No. Like a guy that I know that we've all met. His nickname is White Jerome because I've never met a white guy named Jerome before. I met.
I
this
know
guy.
Who he is. Sure,
super
long time
nice
listener of the show.
Played poker with me out at MGM a few months ago. He pwns me on the regular. So eventually, I
why
may have
you,
to cut him
you,
off.
Most people don't like to do things where they get their brain bashed in.
I know.
Over and over.
I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to improve myself.
But you're not.
But I thought you.
Okay.
We had this discussion.
Yeah,
hold on. You know how you get better, though? It's not just keep doing the same mistakes over and over and over.
Understood.
Have you done research? Maybe you need to research.
Research? What do I got to research? I'm going to read the dictionary to come up with better words?
You know, he needs the trick words?
He needs like a vocab book.
Yeah, but change your strategy.
Dude, I guarantee you there are Words with Friends strategies he could look up.
He changed his strategy in poker, I believe, because he used to suck in poker and people called you weak tight.
I feel like, by the way, I feel like some of the people on here are using the some sort of hack to pwn me. Not that you need that, but I think some people are cheating. There are cheaters on here, but I won't call out anybody.
You know that they
why
are
because
cheating.
they drop words that you've never heard of.
Just like the words they come up with are absurd.
Yeah,
like
right.
Words you
and then they get triple
don't,
words.
You just don't know these words, and all of a sudden they just pull these words time after time.
Yeah,
after
but they
time.
Might be like Scrabble / Words of Friends words.
Could be. That very well.
You know what I mean? Like trick words.
My
everyone
favorite
has.
Word to play. Still don't know what it means. QI.
Right.
QI is such a go-to.
I know, but everybody knows that one.
I don't know.
What is QI?
It doesn't matter.
It's a silly TaylorMade driver.
All I know is
QI10. Is that
works
what it is?
In Words with Friends. So anytime I can use it, especially with like a triple letter or triple word, I use it.
Right.
QI.
It is
but
the
that's like a
circulating
classic.
Life force, Cakes, whose existence and properties are the basis of much Chinese philosophy and medicine.
Okay, so it's probably pronounced like I don't know. Right. All I know is when I play, right. It's a 30-pointer minimum. So,
but you lose all the time.
Is that your only one you got, though? Or do you have any others? You know, there's quite a few.
That's my one seed.
Yeah.
But do you have something that you know that you have a winning record on?
It's probably some six-year-old.
There are some people that I dominate.
Right, so why don't you just play those guys over and over again?
Usually it's the other way around. And again, if you have a great record against me, your time with me may be short. You may be blocked going forward.
Wow.
Just to let you know. And it's nothing personal. I just do it for my own mental health.
Hey, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Told you we were going to give away some tickets at 9:45. We'll play the very popular Caller 10 game right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots. The Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum. Wednesday, September 4th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
We haven't mentioned the Caps.
I know. I was disappointed to see the loss and then the overtime loss.
Yeah, we did get a point in the overtime loss.
That is correct.
It helps a little bit.
But you got one out of potential. How many points could they have gotten on that? I guess four.
Yeah.
One out of four.
Yeah, but the competition is sliding.
They are.
I checked last night because I hadn't been paying much attention while I was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting, because I didn't know that they lost. I was expecting, when I looked at the standings, to see them kind of on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
They're number three in the division now.
Yep.
And they have two games in hand still with the Flyers.
Correct. And they play the Flyers' final game of the regular season.
The Flyers and the Red Wings have lost four straight each.
Your moneypuck.com daily projection has the Washington Capitals at?
Let me guess.
What do you want to guess, Jason?
Well, I already heard.
I'll guess 65%.
I think 65.
I'm going to say 72.8.
You're very close, Jason. You would win. They're at 74% currently.
I like that. And 72%. Wasn't too long ago, they were like at 4%.
Yeah, they were like 6% to make the playoffs.
By the way, both Philly and Detroit play tonight. Caps are off. They play Buffalo tomorrow, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so you are rooting for, the teams you're rooting for, Mr. Bickle.
All right.
Okay, you're rooting for the, what's tonight, Monday?
It is
rooting
Monday.
For the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Go Bolts.
I'm about to say the Rays.
Okay.
And you are rooting for, who else is playing tonight? I think that's it. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
All right, let me say something outrageous.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're rooting for the Islanders because they're in Philly.
Okay, let's go Isles.
Let me say something outrageous.
Yes.
You'll probably mock me for it.
Okay, I'm ready to mock.
But one thing that I was noticing on social media about the Capitals, like I went to, I think it's just Capitals PR,
mm-hmm.
was they were hyping up Ryan Leonard.
Yes,
who,
draft pick.
Mm-hmm. He set the new Boston College record for goals scored by a freshman. And they're in the Frozen Four.
In Boston.
All right, hold on. They drafted a kid who's still only a freshman, knowing he was going to play. Like,
I think they chose to let him play. I
mean, sometimes these guys get drafted and still play in college.
And
sometimes
they still retain their rights.
Sure.
Yeah. And so for how many, is it like, you know, like where they kept waiting for Cousy? Like, will they own his rights for years?
I'm not sure how long they have the rights for. Yeah. That I don't
know.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. I'm not trying to. I'm just curious of the process.
So he was the eighth
pick. But can he leave Boston College next year?
Yeah, can he leave whenever he wants?
He was the eighth pick in the 2023 draft.
So they're not planning on waiting forever.
And he's a silly.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, like, on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Boston College, but he also played for the U.S. team.
Yeah.
He had 5 goals and 1 assist in 6 games. They won the silver medal. I assume they probably lost to Canada, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're scoring all these goals now in teams in the Frozen Four. Could they pull the old, hey, why don't you kind of help us here now?
I don't think those kids are ready. I think, right?
Now, this is from the hockey news. I just pulled this up.
Okay.
I'm reading this word for word. If the Caps.
He's 19, by the way.
19 years old. If the Caps make the Stanley Cup playoffs and Leonard finishes his run,
they could call him up.
One would have to wonder if the team would sign him to an entry level contract to have him join the team.
Wow. So maybe my thought isn't that outrageous.
It sounds outrageous.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like a year or two ago, a college kid was drafted, scored a goal in the playoffs.
It's amazing to me because I always thought 99% of the time, those guys they got to do their time. Like hockey guys they got to do their time.
But maybe some of them are so skilled, they're ready.
If he's progressing quickly, if they see something that they like.
Okay.
But the studs start when they're like 18, 19. He's 19.
When did McDavid start?
Yeah, but they still put in a little professional time.
I don't know if he did any real time in the minors.
How many guys make their date?
Stromer start when he was 18, 19?
Yeah, but he didn't make his professional debut at the NHL level. Right? These guys play professionally. Right before, that's my perception.
It also depends on where they were selected. Like Ovi started out with the big club.
He never did one day in the minors.
I don't believe so.
He was the Bob Horner of the NHL.
I mean, maybe my memory is fading, but I don't think Ovi played 1 minute in the minors.
That's rare, though.
It's rare, but sometimes the guys were picked.
All right, so you're saying
top of the draft.
So you're saying Leonard is that guy? I'm surprised.
All I'm saying is,
I
didn't pay attention to the Caps that much during vacation. I saw that they lost a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went on social media, I saw them hyping up this kid who I knew they had drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought popped into my head, look, they lost a couple centers this year, right? Backstrom retires.
Yep.
Cousy's gone.
Yep.
Strom is playing his ass off, mm-hmm. having a great year. But why not call up this silly stud who's scoring for the U.S. team?
It shows you how little
I know.
And
he's scoring in college.
Because I didn't think that happened very often in the NHL. But I believe you if you say
I agree.
It does.
Probably most guys you think of that they play like junior hockey.
Well, yeah.
And they work
these guys
their way
like
up.
They're living in other houses since they're 14. They're living all over the world. And then I always felt like they did professional stints before. Like they rarely made professional debut at the NHL level.
Yeah, but I guess like
I'm wrong.
They start really young.
They do. But don't they play professionally somewhere like at 17 or 18?
Yeah, they play like juniors. They'll play juniors for a while.
I'm pretty sure Stromer was 18 when he was playing for the Coyotes.
It looks like McDavid also debuted.
Look, I know that they have
the
18-year-old guys, but I still figured that those guys put in time somewhere, like Hershey.
You're probably right for most, but maybe there are just exceptions.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to derail the whole idea. I like the idea.
I would bet that Ryan Leonard wouldn't join them this year, but I could be wrong.
Brian Bedard, who was the number one pick, he didn't spend any time in the minors. He started with the Blackhawks day one.
Just a stud.
Yeah. There was a guy a couple of years ago for the Avalanche who won like their version of the Heisman Trophy on a Friday, played in a playoff game on Saturday, signed his NHL deal on Sunday, and scored a goal on Monday for the Avalanche in the playoffs.
It's a pretty good run.
It's crazy.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Cal McCarr, I think.
Is he a beast? Is he still in the league?
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
74% chance.
Ryan Leonard.
So let's root against BC.
Well, no, they're in the Frozen Four.
Well, let's just hope they lose. Let's just hurry this up.
Here's the story from Russian Machine Never Breaks. The top prospect scored two more goals for the Eagles in the NCAA tournament on Sunday to help push BC to a 5-4 overtime victory over the defending national champion, Quinnipiac. Mm. He now has 31 goals in his rookie college campaign, breaking the school's freshman goals.
How old is he? 18?
19. He's a winger.
All right, well.
I hate Quinnipiac.
Why? They're a thorn in your side.
They're a thorn in our side. They're in our conference.
What state is
Connecticut?
Okay.
Connecticut. Rick.
Come on, man. Jump down my small throat. Schools, JP.
I don't know. Quinnipiac.
I don't know where Quinnipiac is.
You gotta
is.
Know. Sacred Heart, Fairfield, Quinnipiac.
Why would I need to know?
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm flaunting my knowledge. It's a little something. I don't know much.
It's his wheelhouse.
It's a little bit of my wheelhouse because I'm in that area.
Yeah. Can I play Quinnipiac in Words with Friends? Oh, that'd be a big word. A big one.
Okay. You need a Q and an I.
It's a proper name. You can't play it. Back to the drawing board.
All right. Remember, join us at the Green Turtle. 106.7 The Fan and Team 980, both broadcasting live at the Green Turtle and Navy Yard before the home opener. For Bish, Cake, CBM, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.